Hello and welcome to Hindsight Tonight. I'm Damian Musiani, and here's your news. Leading off, a reporter is missing. Our own Duncan Stewart Clark has not been spotted since his last public appearance over the holidays. He recently had surgery for melancholy. That's just something that they do in England. And this recently leaked clip shows him being impeded by a mysterious female admirer. In a futile attempt to assuage the public, Stewart Clark released this photo to the media, showing him relaxing at home with his children, Vera, Chuck, and Dave. Still, after many hours of detailed inspection, the Daily Mirror staff picked up on an obvious Photoshop attempt. As you can see, the shadows on the subjects fall southwest, but in the door's reflection, it clearly falls south-southwest. Otherwise, this image is the real McCoy. Nice try, Duncan. We can tell it was probably Johnny Depp who taught you how to Photoshop. Stateside, the famous actor was so happy for his buddy Robert Downey Jr.'s Oscar win last week that he posted this photo of the two of them from the 80s in a bromance cycle trip down memory lane. Only it wasn't Depp in that original photo with Downey. It was Downey's then-girlfriend, Secretariat. Sarah Jessica Parker. Depp apologized and removed the photo after diehard fans with absolutely nothing else to do with their lives pounced on the error, and he replaced it with an actual photo of the two, taken way more recently. It appears that Depp and Downey have been best buds for decades, and yet don't share an IMDb credit, and now they have even less in common since Downey is an Oscar winner and Depp looks more like an Oscar wiener. And now there's valid suspicion of all those other photos Depp provided in his infamous trial against ex-wife Amber Heard, like the one where she used his 1,000th red count bed sheet as a bidet, may also be augmented. We smell a rat. Not unlike the kind partying down in New Orleans. Here's the breathtakingly chic and totally not Soviet Cold War looking police headquarters in the Big Easy. Inside, rats have been sneaking into the evidence room and they weren't looking for cheese, according to the ghost of Mr. Howell from Gilligan's Island.
The rats eating our marijuana, they're all high, rodent infestation. People shouldn't have to come to their office and see rodent drippings on their desk.
Yep, giant rodents have been getting mega high from eating all the marijuana in storage and then going outside to perform numbers from the Broadway musical Hair. Upon further inspection, the rats ate part of every joint found, leaving behind just a bunch of roaches. Cops have been tracking the rat pack, following a trail of Mardi Gras beads directly to the local Domino's Pizza. This is an easy fix. If the police could just bust some criminals trying to smuggle in a ton of strychnine, that would quiet that evidence room right down. Better yet, maybe the cops could just follow the example set by others and just add some cats using Photoshop. And that's your news. Have a great week. If you like this episode, let us know, and I'll see you next Sunday with Fresh Hindsight.